A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. Yesterday, we looked at the importance of guidance and direction. And my prayer is that throughout this year, the Lord God of heaven will guide you continually. God will always show you where to go and what to do. I pray that you will not be stranded this year. You will not know confusion in the precious name of Jesus. Having said that, apart from accepting Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, divine direction is another great need in the life of every believer. How? Or where do I find direction? How can direction be found? Number one, we find direction in the presence of God. In Genesis chapter number 26, we read verses 1 and 2. The Bible says, "And there was a famine in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of." The direction of God comes from the presence of God. The moment a man can secure the presence of God in his life, then he begins to enjoy the direction of the Almighty. May you see the Lord this year. May the presence of the Lord abide with you. And may the Lord teach you the way that you should go in the precious name of Jesus. Isaac was prepared to go look for greener pasture in Egypt. Every other person was checking out. Everybody was leaving the country because of the hardship and the hardness of the hour. Things were very hard. Things were very tough. And everybody was checking out. Isaac felt, if everybody's doing it, why not me? He also wanted to check out. But thank God, the Lord appeared unto him. The presence of God with Isaac made a difference for him in life and in destiny. And so God showed up to Isaac and God gave an instruction that altered the curse of his life, that changed the narratives in the life of Isaac. It is my prayer that you will journey with God throughout this year and the presence of God with you we set things right in your life and in your destiny, and that you won't make any mistake. You will not follow the multitude to do what is wrong. You will not do anything because others are also doing it, but you will be guided by God. You will be directed by the Almighty. Isaac, the presence of God made a difference in his life. God's presence guided him. Little wonder, therefore, Moses, when he was leaving the land of Egypt, cried for the presence of the Lord. Moses told God in Exodus chapter 33 and in verse number 15, Moses said, "If your presence will not go with us, do not carry me, do not carry us from here." And God assured Moses in verse 14 of Exodus chapter 33, that my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. The presence of God we show you where to go, what steps to take, and what direction to follow. May the Lord journey with you, and may you not journey alone in the precious name of Jesus. What again do I need for divine direction, or where again do I find guidance and direction? We find guidance and direction in the Word of God. In Proverbs chapter number 6, from verse 20 to verse 22, the Word of God says, "My son, keep your father's commandment and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart and tie them about your neck. When you go, it shall lead you. When you sleep, it shall keep you. And when you wake up, it shall talk with you." Verse 23 says, "For the commandment is a lamp and the law is light, and reproof of instruction are the ways of life." If you want to be divinely directed, then saturate your life with the Word of God. Familiarize yourself with the words of the Almighty. Don't be a stranger to the Word of God. Be a student of the Bible. Be a student of the Word of God. That is where you find direction. That is where you find guidance. We are guided by the Word of the Lord. We are led by the dictates of Scriptures. A man that will find direction for his life, a man that will not be lost, is a man that is given to the study of the Word of God, a man that meditates on the Word of God by day and by night. Hear what Paul the Apostle told his son Timothy in his second epistle to Timothy, chapter number 3, from verse number 14. Paul said, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." If you must be guided and directed this year, you need the instruction of the Word of God. Paul the Apostle told Timothy, encouraging and recognizing and appreciating the fact that he has been guided from his youth by the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make him wise unto salvation. The Bible is able to make you wise unto salvation. The closer you are to the Word of God, the clearer your path will be, because the Word of God is a light, and it is a lamp also. It's a lamp and a light. It will lighten your path, and it will illuminate every form of darkness around your life. The Word of God. Paul went on to tell Timothy that the scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The Word of God is there to correct you when you are wrong, to reprove you, to give you instruction in righteousness. The Word of God. I plead with you, dear listener, to make the Word of God your companion this year. Be like Job. Esteem the Word of God's mouth more than your necessary meat. And so we are directed in the Word of God. Again, I repeat, the closer you are to the Word of God, the clearer your path will be. But the wider the distance a man keeps from the Word of God, the more confused he will get in life. Error increases with distance. So, abridge the distance between you and the Word of God. Look for every opportunity to study the Word of God this year. Personally study the Word of God, and don't miss the Bible study, our Ezra project, the gathering together to look together into the perfect law of liberty. We are guided by the presence of the Lord. We are guided by the words of God. Number three, we are guided by the Spirit of the Lord. We find, number three, guidance and direction is found in the Spirit of God. May you be led and be taught by the Spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 makes it clear that as many as are led by the Spirit of the Lord are the sons of God. And so we are led by the Spirit of God. We are guided by the Holy Spirit. Another reason why you must familiarize yourself and fraternize with the Holy Ghost is so you can get guidance and direction. The Holy Ghost teaches us the path to choose. He teaches us the way to go. He reminds us the things we have learned or been taught. That is what the Holy Ghost does. And so a man that is a friend with the Holy Spirit is a man that will be guided by the Spirit of God. This is the man who will not lose any battle. In this generation and age, we do not wait for any prophet to come and teach us what to do or where to go. You have the Spirit of God in you. You have access to the Word of God, and the presence of God is available if you will take advantage of it. And so the presence of God, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God are the avenue by which you can receive divine guidance from the Almighty God. I pray you be divinely guided this year in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, "Father, let your presence be with me. Let your presence guide me. Let your presence show me where to go and what to do in the name of Jesus." Father, this is my prayer, that your presence will guide me and show me where to go and what to do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, give me understanding of your word and let me be guided by your word. Let me be instructed by your word and let me profit from your word. My Father, my God, I pray that you will give me understanding of your word. You will cause me to be divinely guided by your word. And let me profit from the word. And let my profiting appear to all in the precious name of Jesus. Guide me by your words, O God, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and ask for the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God will guide you into all truth. Pray, Holy Spirit divine, I surrender to you, to your leadership. Guide me into all the truth. Lead me in the path that I should go. I would desire to be led of you, the living God. Help me to be sensitive to your voice. Let me hear when you speak. Let me not be dull to your voice. Let my eyes be open to your instructions. Let my ears be open to your directions. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of God. In Jesus' precious name. It is my prayer that the God of heaven will lead you very early this year. He will teach you what to do, where to go, and he will set to you. In the name of Jesus, you will be greatly settled this year. Very early, the Lord will set to you, and his name will be glorified in your life. The presence of the Lord will be with you, and he will guide you in the way that you should choose. I pray the word of God will be clear and be open to you. The Lord will give you understanding from his word, and you will profit from the word of God. The Spirit of God will guide you. You will be led and be directed, and you will be led into prosperity and into greater glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for our first Moriah Convocations this year. That is the mountain of prayer where we change our situation and circumstances of life. 12 noon at the Light Cathedral. You may wish to join that meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Join us for day two of our 30 Days of Power, later tonight, 9 p.m. The platform for that meeting is my YouTube and Facebook platforms. And my handle on this and other platforms is at Yemi Graceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day and a prosperous new year. The Lord bless you.